Today is the 1st of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so it is official. We are in the 6th month of 2018. Welcome to your new month. If you celebrate a birthday in this month, I would like to wish you a very, very happy birthday. But we are going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Revelation 21, 2-4. And it says this: I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things have passed away. And so, Holy God, please help us to live and serve faithfully. Our desire is to be steadfast in our love and living for you until the glorious day that so many of your children have longed for over the centuries. We long to see you in your glory and to share in your presence and to join with the saints of all ages, praising you around your glorious throne. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Above all.
Yeah. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. The Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 22, it says, "A joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. My prayer for you today is that you receive a joyful heart, and may it be a good medicine to your soul, and that every crushed spirit, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Every dry bones, we ask them to be resurrected, because you have a joyful heart, and that is the medicine you need.
Before the world began, crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a wolf trampled on the ground. And thought of me above all. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived just so that you could die. You were rejected and alone, like a you were trampled on the ground.
Yeah.
You took the fall, and you thought of me above all, above all, above all.
Like a rose, you were trampled, you were spit on, you were humiliated, and Father, you took that fall, you took it just for me. And thought of me, oh Lord, you took the fall, hey, just because of me. He was humiliated, spat on, whipped, he was trampled on, he took the fall, he took the fall. Just for me. You did it for my daughter, Chisa. You did it for my husband, Obi. Oh, oh, above all. Mangaraba sendere boshe ketere bosha. Mi ketere bosha naraba se ketere bosha kata.
You know, I kind of feel in my spirit that some of you are standing in the gap for someone. And I just hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that as you begin to worship Him, that He's going to begin to turn the hearts of those that you are standing in the gap for. Oh, your cry, that God has heard your prayer. Makatarabase ni busha katarabase kete, mikete busha ndarabase kete, rakatarabase nere busha kata, ikete busha nda, mikete busha ndarabababa, sekete re busha ndarabase kete, makatarabase kete.
Oh, you step down into dark.
Open our eyes, and Father, I ask that you let me see
beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you.
Isaiah 19 verse 22 says, and the Lord will strike Egypt, striking and healing, and they will return to the Lord, and He will listen to their pleas for mercy and heal them. I pray that as you begin to return to God through your worship, He will listen to you. And He will listen to your pleas for mercy, and He will heal you. He will heal your land.
For here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether
So our declaration of the day says this: I declare that I have a sound mind filled with good thoughts, not thoughts of defeat. By faith I am well able. I am anointed. I am equipped. I am empowered. My thoughts are guided by God's word every day. No obstacle can defeat me because my mind is programmed for victory. This is my declaration. And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, thank you, Father, for the many benefits we have today. Thank you for our lives and for drawing us to yourself, bringing us into your family as a child of God. Thank you for a good night's rest and for the opportunity of serving you today. Thank you for the health and strength that we have. Thank you for saving us, for dying for us on the cross and raising again so that we too may have everlasting life. As we begin a new day, we thank you that your mercies are new and fresh every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for loving us. May your love shine through to others that they too may know the wonders of your grace. This we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen, 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 and amen. I love connecting with you all. So if this is the first time you are listening, please, please, please reach out to me on my Instagram page or my Facebook at JC May or JC May Music. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, I love you. Stay blessed.